I am Roberta Schultz. If your child or grandchild has the urge to make, create, and connect, then I have the very activity book for you. New this fall from Columbus Museum of Art is a book about the unique creativity and art forms of Amina Brenda Lynn Robinson. A Columbus native, Robinson earned the name Amina in her travels to Egypt as a young woman. There, a holy man gave her the extra name, which means trustworthy in both Arabic and Swahili. She added the name to her already lengthy moniker and used it well for the rest of her life. Carol Miller Genshaft has assembled a beautiful activity book and guide about Amina Brenda Lynn Robinson's life and art forms. I can envision a child taking in an exhibit of the artist's colorful two- and three-dimensional works and then using this book as a springboard to create his or her own versions of story and visual art. The book opens with a quick biographical sketch of the artist in photo, artworks, and text. The reader meets the artist through black-and-white photos of her with her siblings and parents, as well as through a self-portrait of the artist, done at age 10, a chalk and pastel drawing of the artist with her dog, and an explanation that the dog was one of the first prizes Amina ever won for her art. As with most sections of this inspiring activity book, the reader is invited to dig deep into the images for meaning and context. Along the way, little magnifying glass icons serve as guideposts, prompting the reader to search for clues to this fascinating artist's inner world. We are invited to find the artist among her siblings and to recognize her rendering of a sketchbook in her early self-portraits. At first, these search icons lead the reader to fairly easy conclusions about where these images might appear. But as Amina's art evolves into three dimensions, I found myself challenged to find the image of a barber cutting someone's hair amid all the cloth swatches, buttons, and music box innards favored by the artist in her invented art form called the Raganon. A Raganon, according to Robinson, is a work of art that goes on and on, has layers of meaning, and is made of a variety of materials. The artists believe that these works are never finished because each person who sees a work of art has something to add. A detailed photograph of Amina's Raganon, created about her neighbor and mentor, folk artist Elijah Pierce, prompts the reader to find Elijah Pierce in the work, in both his photograph and through the created image of him rendered in rags, buttons, and other objects. While I took the clues offered to the young reader, it still took me a while to step back and finally see that image of a barber cutting someone's hair. When I found it, I was delighted, both at Robinson's creativity and with my own deeper involvement in having seen him at last. The artist is so correct about how we all must bring something to art to truly appreciate it. Talk about layers. And in complete disclosure here, I am still searching for the music box part in the red material. Perhaps I'm just not that familiar with the inner workings of music boxes, or maybe I just need a younger set of eyes to point that out for me. Did I mention that your kids and grandkids will love this book? Amina Robinson also worked in a medium called hogmog to create her sculptures. This was her own made-up word for the mixture of leaves, sticks, mud, clay, and lime she used in both two- and three-dimensional pieces. I read in other sources that this combination could also include pig grease and even glue. Since Amina's family made sweet soap out of grease and lavender, it seems very natural that they would eventually come up with their own materials for sculpture. Another inventive form created by Robinson included unfolding envelopes to create unwritten love letters that memorialized important leaders in the civil rights movement, like Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and Sojourner Truth. Amina even created an unwritten love letter to her favorite writer, Alice Walker. Of course, this book contains an activity page with a single white envelope, just waiting for hands to adorn it with a drawing, poem, or tribute to someone they would like to honor. Even my old fingers itch to unfold that form. Cram full of activity pages for making accordion books, pop-up books, maps of one's neighborhood, stories about one's family, Amina's World is a tool for connecting with the young creatives in your home or community. I'm going to curb my urge to unfold that little envelope long enough to share this book with someone whose young eyes can find that hidden music box key for me. You can find a link to Amina's World, an activity book and children's guide about artist Amina Brenda Lynn Robinson at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.